This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deer season ends 1/2 hour after tonight's sunset. Hunters are allowed to take up to 5 deer in a majority of Missouri counties, 1 buck for antlerless deer. Stuart McMillan spoke with John Winkleman about the Share the Harvest program. John's been writing about outdoor news and issues in Jefferson County for more than 30 years and was the associate editor for Outdoor Guide magazine.
Why in the world would someone need to shoot 4 deer? Yeah, that's a lot of venison for one person to eat, but a great way to utilize that resource is the Share the Harvest program. John's Butcher Shop here in Festus is one of several locations where you can get your deer tested for chronic wasting disease, and you can donate the entire deer to the Share the Harvest program. It doesn't cost any money. John's will take care of the processing. He will get reimbursed by the Department of Conservation and the Conservation Federation of Missouri and Operation Food Search. They'll pay for all the processing and all of that venison, that good, lean, healthy red meat protein will go to families in need in our communities. And so whether you do it at John's Butcher Shop or you do it any of the processors throughout the state to be able to do that, nearly 750,000 pounds of deer meat were donated through the program last year. That's feeding a lot of families. If you think of a pound of ground beef, how far a pound of ground beef can go in a pot of spaghetti or as a 4-quarter-pound burgers or something like that, how many families you can feed with 247,000 pounds of venison that were donated last year. Hopefully more people, now with more permits, instead of 2, you get 4. There are more permits available. Shooting more deer helps to manage the population, gives the hunters an opportunity to do something to give back to the community, and it feeds a lot of hungry people.
What's your favorite slice of deer? What is it, a deer venison like steak, or you put it in soups?
They call it all different things. The backstraps is really the slang. It's, to me, I call them boneless pork chops or boneless deer chops, really the top cut. But I also make my own bratwurst and summer sausage, and it's hard to beat good summer sausage.
Oh, man, I love that.
Yes.
I had a friend who, as a kid, they had a whole fridge full of just all of their harvests, all their deer meat, and we hit that deer sausage, like, a lot.
places like John's Butcher Shop, they're Oberle's, there are places, lots of great places, processors doing terrific things with that. Summer sausage, bratwurst, John's does 47 varieties of different bratwursts that you can have, some crazy number of bratwursts like that. So that really is, to me, the optimal way to enjoy your deer harvest.
And you can't sell the meat, right? That's illegal?
That's correct. You cannot sell it. You can give it away. According to the regulation, it has to be labeled with the hunter's taker's name.
Why is that? Why can't you sell your deer if you harvest it?
We don't want to encourage people to be making money off that public resource, I would say. It's not really, that's what decimated the deer population back at the turn of the century in the late 1800s and 1900s, where market hunting, where people were out shooting up all the deer and the bear and the elk that were in Missouri to get them in to sell that meat. And so certainly don't want to do anything that leads us down that road again.
Again, that's outdoor writer John Winkleman.